My mother once took an hour out of her romances to cast some light on the surface of things. I was just back from Rome, and we stood together on the ramparts of Edinburgh Castle, watching the sky go black above a warship anchored in the Firth of Forth. Picture that time of day in the old city, when the shop windows stand out, and the streets of the new town begin to glow with moral sentiment. She took my arm, and we rested like passengers bound for distant lives, warm in our coats and weak in our hearts, the rain falling down on the stone. "David," she said, "I'm going to give you some guidance that is more serious than the afternoon requires." My mother turned, and I saw the gleam of old stories in her eyes. "Always trust a stranger," she said. "In this life, as the people you know who let you down." "You are a great tonic," I said. "If I go too long without exposure to your bad character, I begin to grow affectionate."
"An adverse growth, as your father might have said."
"Quite so." When the light had disappeared and our hands were cold, we thought better of going round a pictorial history of the 1 o'clock gun, walking instead to a chintzy tea room at the top of the Royal Mile.